The study by the Vera Institute of Justice found that nationally the number of prisoners over 55 grew by 76% between 1999 and 2007. In Wisconsin, the increase has led to the creation of a dedicated hospice unit for inmates with terminal illnesses. The study says Wisconsin and three other states that allow for the compassionate release of ailing and aged inmates should make more use of the process to save money. Former State Corrections Secretary Walter Dickey agrees, but he says officials should be careful not to release dangerous sex offenders.
They may be, because of the nature of their prior behavior, actually continue to be risks, even though they're old and relatively infirm, if they can get access to kids.
There are about 700 prisoners in Wisconsin now over the age of 60 and eligible for compassionate release. Last year, 13 of them petitioned for release, but only two of those petitions were granted. Dickey says when releasing elderly inmates, prison officials shouldn't just be thinking about saving money. They should be sure they will receive humane care once they get out.
There's a temptation to say, well, let them go and save the money, but if letting them go and saving the money means that you put them into really horrible situations, I think as a society we would want to certainly think very carefully about that. I certainly wouldn't be for it.
Dickey says if the trend towards longer and longer sentences persists, the state should consider lowering the age at which inmates are eligible for compassionate release. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.